Lecture, Universality as Enforced Forgetting. Good morning. Today we're going to talk about forgetting. And I want to be very clear right away. Forgetting is not a mistake. Forgetting is not laziness. Forgetting is not something the universe does reluctantly. Forgetting is how anything lasts. Let me start with something familiar. Have you ever tried to remember everything about a moment? Every sound. Every smell. Every detail. You can't. And if you tried, you wouldn't function. You'd freeze. That's not a human flaw. That's a structural truth. Here's today's key idea. Universality is what remains after forgetting becomes unavoidable. Physicists noticed long ago that very different systems behave the same way. Liquids flow similarly. Phase transitions look identical. Large-scale behavior ignores microscopic detail. This bothered people. It felt like nature was being careless. It isn't. It's being strict. Let me give you an analogy. Imagine you're shouting instructions across a noisy room. If your message depends on exact wording, it's lost. If it depends only on rhythm or tone, it survives. The room doesn't hate your words. It just won't protect them. That's what scale does. When systems are pushed, averaged, zoomed out, or repeated, details get scrambled. Descriptions that require detail collapse. Descriptions that tolerate loss survive. This is why coarse graining isn't just a convenience. It's a test. Any description that can't survive simplification was never stable to begin with. The universe doesn't preserve information because it wants to. It preserves only what it cannot get rid of without contradiction. Here's the uncomfortable part. Most of what happens in the universe is erased. Not hidden. Not stored. Gone. Microscopic differences wash out. Initial conditions fade. Specifics dissolve. What remains is what didn't depend on them. This is why very different materials show the same behavior near phase changes. Not because they're secretly the same. But because there are very few ways to behave consistently at large scales. Everything else self-destructs under averaging. People sometimes say, "It's amazing how universal laws are." It's not amazing. It's crowded. Only a few descriptions fit. So everything piles into them. Now let me connect this to cost. Forgetting is not free. When information is erased, something has to give. Heat spreads. Energy dissipates. Entropy rises. This isn't an engineering detail. It's structural. You cannot enforce consistency without throwing information away. So universality has a price. The more stable a description is, the less it remembers. Precision is fragile. Generality survives. This is why universality doesn't imply design. Design would preserve detail. Universality destroys it. What looks like deep order is often just what couldn't be erased. Here's today's takeaway. The universe does not remember because it cannot afford to. And what survives forgetting is what we call law. Next time, we'll talk about the direction this forgetting points. Why once things are erased, they don't come back? Why time has an arrow even when equations don't? That's irreversibility. See you next class.